Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Dumb Monsters. I'm Nick.
And I'm Chris.
And this week, we take a trip to Norway for troll hunters.
Getting Norwegian as fuck this
week. Yeah. Pretty fun romp through the hillside to find some trolls and either explode them or turn them to stone. Pretty good movie.
Yeah.
We get into that. We get into a lot of nonsense. Kind of a short episode, but
There's a lot of like non-movie stuff to get into because there's like no better known as stuff. Like mm-hmm. There's not a whole lot of trivia.
Yeah, but it's fine.
It's fine.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say fun episode.
Pardon me.
You'll hear a couple more of those.
Yeah.
Allergy season. Anyway, Big Dumb Monsters talking about troll hunters. Enjoy the show.
Folks,
we're here,
we're there, we're not everywhere, we're just here.
It's goddamn Saturday night.
We've watched a movie. We've got a veritable buffet of alcohol laid out in front of us.
A buffet
of alcohol. Mm-hmm. We're just hanging out, having a good time.
Yeah.
Watching some fucking trolls.
Yeah. Man, this was actually, once I watched the proper version of it,
yeah,
not fucking bad.
Let's start off by saying we're watching Troll Hunter tonight.
Yeah.
Let's also start off by saying
you should watch the
original
subtitled version.
Yeah, do not watch the fucking dubbed version. I said I made it about 30. I made it up to that guy talking, the guy with the glasses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that atrocious for you?
Yeah.
I think I made it maybe 45 minutes.
God damn. Yeah.
And I was like, I was out of it. Like, I was watching it, and I was like, I was on my phone for like fucking 20 minutes of it.
It was visually and orally nails on a chalkboard for that
bad
30 seconds I was watching it. Yeah.
It was not fun.
Because the dub like didn't match up with the voices at all. Like it just sucked. And the voices were literally, you could just,
they were tell bad.
They were just reading like off of a card. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you can do really good dubs.
Yeah.
It just wasn't one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. That was not one of them.
They didn't budget correctly, I don't think. That's what the problem was.
Too much troll money, not enough dub money.
They probably could have used a little more troll money.
Yeah. I'll hold off on the gripes. We'll get to the gripes.
It's really not even so much a gripe. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. We're on it now. Why am I putting it off?
We are reviewing the movie.
That's true, yeah. My gripe with this is I wish there were more trolls. I feel like that's when I lost interest, was like once we get that first like cool three-headed troll.
Yeah.
We don't get trolls again until like those Mountain King trolls, like another like 15, 20, 30 minutes later.
No, you get the one that was under the bridge.
Oh, the bridge. That's right.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like there was a gap between like that first troll and like the next troll. And like, it was just like, that's when I started checking out.
Yes, but if it's loaded down with trolls, it doesn't feel like there's an ebb and a flow.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, because then you'll just hit trolls and then it's all like action packed.
Yeah.
This has a really good pace. I felt it had a really good pace.
I don't know. I started dipping out in the middle a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm agreeing with you that it could have used a little more, but I don't think like once it hits trolls, it's like bang, troll.
Yeah.
Troll,
yeah.
Troll.
Yeah. I'm not saying like nonstop, like yeah, just like, an orgy of fucking like trolls.
One more in
orgy
between
of trolls opening at Valentine's this weekend also.
Where?
It's 1998, all right? Yeah. In this, for the joke's purposes,
they're at the QE2.
Yeah. We're going to play the Park 5 Cafe next weekend.
These are old people jokes.
Yeah. It's right after our gig at Heritage Park.
Oh,
anyway.
Buddy. Playing Savannahs.
Holy shit.
I played Savannahs.
I was going to say Tom played Heritage Park.
Yeah.
Anyway, fucking back to the current century.
Owie.
As we move away from our disbanded music venues podcast.
Yeah.
and just general entertainment venues in Greenwich Park's case.
I liked it. I was watching the original dub version, and I was just not interested at all. It was so
shitty. Immediately had to switch to the subtitle version.
And then once I go to the dub or the subtitle version today, because I tried to watch this last night and I was like half in the bag to begin with. So I started watching the subtitle version, and I'm immediately way more interested.
Yeah.
Because for starters, I have to look at it because I have to be able to read it.
Yeah.
So that's automatically got me kind of glued to it. And then it takes a lot of the goofiness out of it.
Yeah. You don't have this, oh, look, there is a troll. Oh, no, we should run.
Yeah.
The shitty voice acting doesn't take you out of it.
Yeah. No, it was bad. But there's really good stuff in this movie. And yeah, I wasn't expecting it.
I do really enjoy this movie. We were talking about this in our group text earlier. This is like the third time I've seen this movie.
It was the first time for me.
Yeah.
If we're not counting last night. Yeah.
Yeah. I do enjoy this movie. Like it's a different, it does something a little bit different with the found footage thing. Like usually found footage was like, at this point we're like drenched with Paranormal Activity movies, you know, this is 2010.
Yeah. It's nice to have something different.
Yeah. So like it's a monster. It's, you know, kind of a kaiju. We can debate that. I would say the one at the end, I would say your average, like, you know, garden variety trolls, the ones like in the middle, not so much, but the one at the end, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say, what's kaiju mean? Giant monster?
Giant monster. That one's 200 feet tall,
I think. Fucking giant monster.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It was cool. I like the idea that, you know, they're like government controlled. You know, they have to stay in their territory. If they wander out, we have to, we send this guy out to kill them. And
I very much dig the dude who's just like, this is his job. Like he just fucking, this is it. This is what I do. Fucking,
he's griping. I don't get overtime. Yeah, I don't get overnight.
Exactly. Like, fuck this shit. Like I'm getting screwed.
I do like the little bit of comedy that's in this.
Yeah.
And it's not a lot. It's just enough to like, oh yeah. Ha ha. Like when he's got the armor on and he's gonna
the fucking troll just wham
fucking slaps the shit out of him, takes a bite, he's just ragdolls. Yeah. He gets up, he's like, and he grabs the syringe and he's you know this guy hates his fucking job.
Like there's even, I think it is after that one where he's just sitting on the fucking bridge, like the armor's all off, just smoking a cigarette. Yeah. Like I fucking love that. Like,
just stupid shit. Like this, going back to that scene where he goes, stand back, I'm gonna spread around some Christian man's blood.
Yeah.
He's got a bucket of fucking blood. Where did you get that?
But I like how they really they stick to the mythology. Like, you know, I don't really know much about fucking
Scandinavian trolls.
Yeah, Norse mythology, but fucking but from what I know, it's pretty accurate, the whole turning to stone and shit like that. And
yeah, I mean that's just trolls in general. Yeah. Really.
Or they just eat tires, fucking.
Yeah, this is whatever. They'll eat whatever.
Yeah.
But apparently tires are a nice treat for trolls. So I don't know if maybe I just missed it, but I don't understand what this film crew originally set out to do.
Yeah, I think they were just making a joke out of this guy. Like, you know, there was this, you know, everybody thinks this guy is a bear poacher.
Is that that was the premise of they hear that, oh, there's a bear poacher out there, we're gonna follow him?
Yeah, I think that was their idea for a student film.
That's silly.
Yeah, a documentary or something.
Yeah.
But that's how it started. No, they were looking for this bear poacher. And they think that's what he is.
Oh, okay.
And the thing with the dead bears is a little weird. Like, why bring in a dead bear?
Yeah, I think it was supposed to be to cover up the carnage that the trolls are doing. They were like, oh, a bear did this. And but then
still, it was bringing up more questions, though. Like, Yeah. Like people were like, well, this is, you know, these aren't these bears' tracks. Like,
yeah.
And even like the this guy's fucking with him at one point. Like, what did the bear like cross his legs at one point? Like, yeah.
What is that dog doing?
Being a pain in my ass.
Come pet that dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Daughter.
But yeah, no, I like this is like a good balance of like serious and just enough like deadpan humor to like, you know, get you through it.
Yeah, it's not goofy, but they're walking the line. You know,
well, it's like, the comedy I think comes from like the relatable real life shit. Like I said, this dude who's just sick of his fucking job, sitting there fucking smoking a cigarette after a particularly like shitty fucking incident.
It's like motherfucker.
God damn it. Yeah. Like that's where the comedy comes from. It's not like goofy comedy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The acting is not bad. I imagine this was more of an indie film than anything else. I don't really know about Norwegian film.
These people aren't in anything. The only person who's really in other stuff is the troll hunter guy.
Oh yeah.
I forget his name. Hold on. It is
the character's name?
Yeah.
Hans?
Maybe. I didn't even save him. That's how little. Why did I not save him?
He was
one of the few people who's actually in shit. It might have been all like Norwegian shit. Otto Jespersen, that's his name.
Yeah.
Hans, yeah, that's his name. Troll Jürgen.
Troll Hunter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, like the cast is good. Everybody seems to be acting well. Like I can't say for sure because obviously there's a language barrier, but they emote the way they should. You know, it feels like, you know, when they're scared, they're fucking scared. And when they're goofing off, they're really goofing off.
The scene, I think I would have liked to seen this scene go on like a little bit longer. The troll, like in the cave scene, the mountain trolls.
Yeah.
Like, cause that was pretty fucking terrifying.
It was tense.
Yeah. So like, give me a little bit more of that. Like, give me like, have them be trapped in there for a little bit longer. Like, cause it was pretty quick.
Yeah. I think that was maybe like 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're at a fucking hour and a half, man. Like, give me that. Like, that's cool. Like I'm okay with all of the lead up to that.
Yeah.
Like, but to cut that short seems like a disservice.
Yeah. You've got like the dude freaking out. Like you can stretch that out a little bit more. Yeah. Like, you know,
even if they,
tickle my ass with a feather here a little bit. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Even if they, like, you know, they get past those two trolls and they wander further in, like, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
What drove me kind of nuts with that, though, is, like, they're getting chased out and they've got these UV cannon weapons.
Yeah, fucking just fire fucking them.
Shoot them.
Yeah.
Obviously, they work because they've either turned to stone other trolls or completely fucking blown them up.
Yeah, exploded them.
So these aren't like the giant ones like in the end scene. You should be fine. Just take them out.
Yeah.
Go further in. Like, build tension that way. Not just like, this is the lead up to the chase.
Yeah.
The chase was fucking awesome, though. I really dug that. When they're trying to get away from him and like they're weaving in and out of his feet and the tail.
Yeah.
Like that was cool. That was fun.
That did. I mean, like for what, you know, I'm assuming the budget on this movie was like, it did look pretty cool. Like the CGI for that, like did look, you know, pretty decent.
Yeah.
You know, not fucking A1 top notch, but like still for, you know, again, for an indie foreign film.
Yeah.
Like,
I imagine they didn't have a gigantic budget on this. And what they had, I think they spent wisely, you know, cause like we were saying, like the trolls don't look amazing, but they look good.
Yeah.
I like the design that they went with, too.
Like there's just like not just one standard troll.
There's a variety.
Yeah.
That's rad. You know, like he gives you a little bit of a lore, you know, like, hey, you know, like they don't start off with three heads. When they get older, they develop more.
Yeah. Yeah. I do love like the lore. You get just enough lore, like, you know, the design. You know, they've varied. I really like that too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could have used a little bit more troll. Like
they do look a little goofy, like with the big cartoonish noses and stuff like that. Like,
but still, it's also like what you kind of, you know, think of when you think of these like folklorish looking trolls.
That's
like,
true.
You know,
that's true. I just, I'm just a person who wants big, menacing, nasty-looking monsters. And a big, goofy nose just doesn't...
But, I mean, think about it. If you're in that cave and you're trapped, are you going to be like, oh, fuck, I'm trapped by these, like, hilarious-looking trolls?
Yeah.
Like, fuck, I'm trapped. Like, yeah.
These giant Al Jolson-looking motherfuckers.
I see a lot going on in chat. I see we've got TJ Lamb. We've got Hey Boots.
Oh, shit. Hey Boots.
Me and TJ Lamb are having a good go back and forth.
Yeah.
Mostly at your expense.
That's fine.
Yeah. Hey. Whatever.
So
I'm a big boy. I can take it.
Yeah.
What?
Buddy and Donner could do an episode. I don't know who Buddy is. I'm assuming another dog.
Yeah.
To which I replied, just two old dogs barking back and forth at each other. Wouldn't be too far removed.
That's true.
And there would be less ass sitting.
Well,
this is probably about the same.
Yeah. Yeah, like the whole, like, they can smell the blood of a Christian. Like, the one guy hiding the fact that he's a Christian. Like,
yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, like.
But that's the same as it's the hiding the zombie bite.
Yeah, the guy who's got really bitten, all he's not going to say anything. Yeah.
You know what the real, if you look at broad strokes, the real villain of this movie is rabies.
Yeah. Fucking rabies.
Because that's why these trolls are all wandering around and going
getting
crazy.
All crazy. Yeah.
Got fucking rabies.
Now this dude's got troll rabies.
Yeah. You can't get rid of that.
Yeah. Yeah. You're stuck with troll rabies, man.
Not as bad as troll gonorrhea, but
no, that's the worst. Yeah, koala gonorrhea bad too, I heard. Yeah,
I thought it was syphilis for koalas.
Hey, look, don't judge koalas.
I think it's
fucking,
I think it's actually chlamydia.
Yeah, oh, that's God. Yeah.
Koalas riddled with chlamydia. Yeah, like a nursing home.
Those cute little furry bastards love to fuck.
Yeah. No, like syphilis and gonorrhea are rampant among
koala bears. Yeah.
Nursing homes.
Oh, yeah. Koala bears and old people. Yeah. Also cuddly and adorable. Yeah.
Yeah. Love to fuck.
Yeah. That koala bear fucks.
Just unfurl that thing.
Yeah. Oh.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Oh. Also, another weird thing about this movie, and it's not a big deal at all, but they've got a standby camera person just like on deck.
Yeah.
Are you shitting me?
It took me a minute to realize there's four of them there because I only thought there was three, and then the one guy died. And like all of a sudden, there's just another dude there. Like,
no, it wasn't a guy. It was the girl, the Muslim girl.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Yeah. There's a whole scene where she gets off the train.
Oh, no, yeah, it must have been when I
train,
like
bus,
checked out.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he.
What happened to the other guy? Don't worry about it.
Well, they picked up the fourth guy at the end, the seismologist. They picked him
that
up.
That guy,
off the
that I knew. Yeah, the guy.
That was pointless.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck was that all about?
Yeah. You really don't need that. He didn't bring anything to it. Like,
no, the only thing it is was like a reason for them to stop the car.
Yeah.
But why?
And also, like, when they're driving, you know, he says he has to get in front of it. Like, you don't need to go under its legs. Like, you can go around it, dude. Like, yeah.
I mean, the fastest way to get somewhere is a straight line, I suppose.
It's the fastest way to get fucking troll swatted, too. Like,
don't say troll swatted.
Yeah. We still have trauma from 2 weeks ago. Still waiting on that article.
Uh-huh.
What else is there to say about this?
I like the camera work.
Yeah, I mean, there are scenes where it gets crazy and shaky, but again, that's
it's
where
supposed
it,
to.
It, yeah, when they're like running and stuff.
Right.
It's not crazy and shaky like right here when they're just talking and bullshitting. Like,
right? Yeah. That's really it. Like where it's supposed to be kind of steady, it's kind of steady. And when it's crazy and they're running, yeah, it's all shaky. That's what it's supposed to be. That's how it feels real.
Yeah.
I can't imagine this guy would just be like, all right, just follow me, film crew. Like, knowing how insanely fucking dangerous all this is.
Well, he's also like, you know, he even says, like, I'm fed up with this shit. Like, yeah, you know, this needs to change.
Which I get, but like, after they get that first bit of footage, be like, all right, now go on your way.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you can deliver this to whoever it's got to go to.
Also, why the fuck does he just like peace out at the end? He just like vanishes.
But I don't know. Unless he was going off to like,
see, I figured like
fight he was more trolls, but that doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah, no, I figured like he was, when he said goodbye to them, like I figured he thought he was just going to go die.
Yeah.
And like he lives and then he just like disappears. Like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
the cat's out of the bag, dude.
It's like, fucking strange. You know what it is? He abandoned them because he knew the fucking government was going to show up.
Oh,
that's
maybe
what it is. He's a fucking bitch. That's what happened.
That's true. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. That is probably why, yeah.
So long, suckers! Yeah. You know, I feel a little robbed that I didn't get to watch them get naked in a river and rub troll stench all over themselves.
Get naked in the river.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? That also bugged me about the dubbed version. Johanna.
Yeah.
You're saying it wrong. Yeah. You're saying how it's spelled. You're saying it wrong.
That's not right, dude. No, no way. I'm not doing this, Thomas. It was bad. Like I said,
it's abysmal.
Yeah.
It's abysmal.
I couldn't do it.
Man. That troll stench that he makes them rub on themselves, that looks like filth. That just looks nasty.
It is. I mean, he says it's all the fluids you got out of a troll, so there's
just boiled down.
Troll fucking jizz and shit. Like
boogers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ooh, some troll sputum.
Smegma?
Yeah.
Troll smeg?
It's troll cheese. Troll milk? Yeah.
How do you milk a troll?
You don't want to know.
Yucky. Yeah. Shockingly kind of an enjoyable movie. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like,
I dug it. I did this movie.
I had low expectations going into this. But nice, yeah, pleasantly surprised.
Nice way to wrap up found footage you Ari.
Yeah, yeah. Today being February 31st.
Yeah, I think we can throw some ratings on this. We've been talking
ready
a while. Yeah.
All right, yeah. You want to go first?
Yeah. I really dig this movie. I feel like I've been giving all of our found footage movies, except one, like right around the same grade. And I think this one's in that same ballpark. I think for me, this is a 7. Like, it's really, really enjoyable. Like, as far as found footage goes, it does something a little different. It's not just like, you know, a movie where it's like somebody setting up a camera in their house trying to catch a haunting or something.
Yeah.
You know? I like, you know, like the folklore of it. I like the whole like world it kind of sets up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for it. I'll give it a 7.
I'm right there with you. I'm 6'5".
Yeah.
I don't see myself going back for this, but if it was on, I wouldn't argue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think like 6'5" is right where I'm at because I think I would have liked the trolls to look a little better. I'm not going to ding it too hard because I know they're working.
Yeah,
with
they're
budget,
not like, you
right?
know, insufferably horrible. And
yeah, they don't look terrible.
But yeah, they could have been a little better.
I've just been spoiled by some better CG monsters, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, like this, like you said, the story is cool. The fact that they blend in some folklore is cool. And it's different. It's not just the same old bullshit. So,
yeah.
6'5". All right. Are you ready to move on to trivia?
Let us do some trivia.
All right.
Not to bother you with trivia.
I used to think they were kind of trivial.
I'll have to at some point put the trivia music in the drive so we can have it for this segment.
Yeah.
That way I won't have to do it manually anymore.
And the live viewers get it too.
Yeah.
We don't want to cheat you guys out of the experience, you know?
Hell with them.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Fuck them.
That's got to be a button. Fuck them.
Going back to that, I had one pulled out of Willow Creek. And I decided we didn't need more of Chris yelling.
What was the clip? Because maybe we do need more of me. Yeah.
It was, it's Bigfoot!
Well, you have a new Chris one today. Tickle my ass with a feather. That's got to get pulled.
There is a new, I'm going to try not to make the clip right now.
Mm.
A new Iron Chef to go with the hamburgers one. There's a beer one too.
Oh yeah, this is the one that goes, beer!
Thank you. Grab that one when you can.
That's me. Yeah. I do that.
Hey, okay.
That's him. Don't talk to him.
For comedic effect, it looks better when I go, grab that one when you can.
Hey, producer man?
Yeah.
Cue that up.
Yeah.
I don't get paid to edit.
Yeah.
You don't get paid to produce either.
Yeah, exactly.
Fair enough.
All right. Let's move on to trivia.
Trivia.
My handy dandy trivia tablet here. The film contains several references to old Scandinavian folklore. For example, the goats on the bridge and a troll under it are references to the three billy goats.
Thank you.
Bottle opener. Three billy goats gruff. At one point, Callie mentions an eating competition, a reference to the story Askeladden. If you can't get any information out of Jasmine, ask Aladdin.
But
yeah. The movie contains several characters played by Norwegian comedians. Otto Jespersen, the troll hunter. Knut Nærum, the power plant supervisor. Robert Stoltenberg, the Polish bear supplier. And Hans Morten Hansen, who played Finn, the troll hunter's boss, are all high-profile comedians. I don't know that that was in your segment, or if I stepped all over it.
No, I have no idea any of these fucking people are.
Yeah.
All right.
High profile comedians.
Yeah. Apparently not that high profile.
Ooh. They're Norwegian.
Yeah. Well, the fuck is Norwegian? Hey, this problem. It's a deep cut Pulp Fiction reference right there. Where the fuck is Samoan?
Fat Tony.
Yeah.
All right. A painting by Theodore Kittelsen based on the Soria Moria castle fairy story is used as a backdrop in one of the trips they do in the film. Thomas stands in the same pose and asks his friends, "Do I look like that famous painting?" I have never seen that painting.
Yeah, no.
But it's fine. I'm not that cultured. I'm fucking swine. Troll Hunter contains many references to Norwegian culture and Norwegian folk tales, like the belief that there are different species of trolls, trolls having tails, multiple heads, and the ability to smell Christians' blood, trolls eating rocks but loving meat, and sometimes eating being man-eaters. The trolls are also described as big, old, strong, but slow and dim-witted, and turning to stone when exposed to sunlight.
All right.
Which I learned from The Hobbit.
Yeah.
you ready for this? Like, this is going to blow your fucking socks off.
Something I thought of when I was watching this.
Yes.
Where does a fucking 200-foot tall troll hide from the sunlight?
In the mountain.
All right. Mm-hmm. Fine. Fine, whatever.
It's fine.
No, sure, there's a 200-foot tall cave somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, gotta be, because he was in it.
Yeah.
That's where he come from. This one's going to blow your fucking socks off. All right, you ready?
Let's go.
Ready? Fucking, the hard drives used by the students are LaCie rugged portable drives.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Thanks, IMDb.
You know, I thought for sure it was SanDisk, but fucking, what do I know? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And this is our final trivia fact for the evening.
All right.
Jotunheim is a location from Norse myth, where the gods battle giants, which I did know.
It is a location in Snap as well. Your cards lose one energy every turn there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
One power. All right. We will.
That's it.
Move on. Do the better known as.
Nope. No. You bastards.
Do we not have... Oh, different deck.
It's on the other deck? Why would it be on the other deck?
Oh, you're right. I don't think no, I...
You don't have it on here.
Oh, shit.
All right. Well, you know, I know you.
Didn't you play it last week, though?
I thought I did, but it's not there.
It was 100% played last week.
Well, it's not there now.
Oh. I know you.
You're not
but
you.
You're not you.
Yeah.
Go
Fuck.
On, Chris.
All right. Yeah, no, we'll move on to the better known as.
Call, bang, fuck, I'm dead.
We will start off where we always do with the director, Andre Ovredal, who we've actually talked about before.
Really?
Yes. He most recently was the director of Last Voyage of the Demeter last year.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Really, really enjoyed that movie. I've been dying to watch that again.
Yeah. It's got to be on streaming.
It's on Showtime. Yeah. If you have,
so that's Max, right?
Paramount Plus.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to have the Showtime like add on though.
Oh, that's right. Max has, Cinemax.
Yes. Right. Yeah. 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 Donner excited as well. Okay.
Yeah.
He is working currently on the sequel to Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, which he directed the first one of in 2019.
Oh, I thought that was Guillermo. Oh, he must have just
produced it. Yeah. He also directed The Autopsy of Jane Doe in 2016.
That's a fucking thriller and a half.
Yeah, that is a banger of a fucking movie. I recommend checking that one out.
Yeah.
That is like midnight movie material. Like
100%. Yeah. Like that's... That's just unsettling start to finish.
Yeah. I remember Amanda, myself and my sister watched that, like my sister's apartment when that came out, like, again, like midnight, like,
yeah.
Like, hey, let's watch one more movie before we go to bed. Like,
Mistake.
This one. Yeah. Yeah. and this was like the first really big thing he got noticed for. It was 2010.
Yeah.
But his first directing job was in 2000, Future Murder.
Mm.
We will move on. Up next, Johanna Mork. Did I save her for a reason? Before she came. I don't know.
Nah.
After he left. All right, moving on. Up next, we have Tom Jorgensen. I saved him because he was in Lilyhammer, 2014. That's the series with Miami Steve Van Zandt from the Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Yeah.
And the Sopranos. There we go.
That's the thing.
He basically plays like his character from the Sopranos, like who moves to like Norway for like witness relocation.
Oh.
It was apparently a really good series. I never watched it though.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I do, which I'm like, I want to watch that.
Yeah.
Move on to the next thing.
Yep. Let's see. Anything worth mentioning here? I think the only reason I saved him because he was also in Lilyhammer. Yep. The veterinarian lady. Her name was.
Do it. Come on, do it.
I don't know how to pronounce the zero with the sign through it.
So I think it's ah.
That's what I think, like an A-E sound.
Yeah.
So let's say Torun Laidamel Stockeland. She played the veterinarian.
Yeah.
She was also in Lilyhammer for four episodes. She's that cannot be the underdog movie, can it?
No.
No. That's a Swedish underdog, or Norwegian underdog thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really it. Like, there's really not much to work with this week.
Yeah.
It's all like
One Night. What the
TV series 2018? It's got to be Norwegian. Yeah.
Oh,
Norwegian. They're on a blind date in Oslo.
I mean, there's worse places to have a blind date.
That's true. I will say the scenery in this movie is fucking amazing. I'd love to fucking, like, you know, get like a cabin out with like that fucking lake with all the mountains everywhere.
In the summer.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. No, fuck that shit. I don't understand these people who take cruises to like Alaska. Nope.
In the summer, Alaska is like not way up in Alaska. Yeah. But like, yeah. Alaska gets warmer weather too.
You know what else gets warmer weather? The Caribbean.
That's like hot though.
Yeah, I'll take it. Let's see. We're going to move on and we're going to wrap up with Jens Stoltenberg, who is at the end of the movie. He is actually really the fucking prime minister of fucking Norway, or was at the time.
No shit.
Yeah, I think that actually was a real clip with that actor like dubbed in. I want to say like I remember like something about it being in the news about him mentioning like trolls or something in a news conference. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. And then they dubbed in that actor's like reaction of like, yeah. But yeah, no, that's really that dude.
No shit.
Is that where we're going? We're heading for the crapshoot?
We're on sure the crapshoot, yeah. Let's see. What have I done? I'm trying to think movie-wise.
You went yesterday.
Yeah, I know that one. I like, did I go Sunday, too? I think we went Sunday. What the fuck did we see Sunday?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I can tell you that I'm very interested in going to see Dune 2.
Yes, I really would have liked to have seen that yesterday. Instead, we went and saw Stop Motion, which was more like Stop Snoring. Am I right? thank you. It was a psychological like thriller horror, like, which right away like for me is like, dude, not my favorite fucking like
I can dig
subgenre
it.
Of it, like the whole like attraction of it was that like there are scenes where like, you know, like stop motion is being used because the whole like premise is like this woman is like she's like the daughter of like this like, you know, renowned like stop motion director who's like on her deathbed. Mm-hmm. She's like trying to make her last film and like, you know, her mom, you know, she's helping her mom and like she wants to make her own film, but like she's living in her mom's shadow and like she starts making her own film and like she sees this little girl who's helping her and like immediately I'll throw a spoiler right out. I'm like, that girl's not real. Fucking sure enough, girl's not real. And like she starts making this really like creepy, weird, like twisted stop motion film, which is kind of cool. Like,
yeah,
that I dig. There is a lot of fucking lot of talking and not a lot of shit happening.
Yeah.
And like, yeah. Like there really was a really cool scene where like she sees like this thing, like this monster coming out of like the stop motion thing that she's building.
Yeah.
And like it starts like attacking her and like it's all fucking stop motion and it looks really fucking cool.
Right.
And it's 30 seconds in a 90 minute movie. And
Holy shit.
Yeah. And yeah. It just doesn't fucking, it's not going to carry the whole fucking movie for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean like I dug the visual effects, but I could have used a whole lot more of them.
Yeah.
The story was just like the whole time just sitting there like, we could have been watching Dune. We could be watching Dune right
still
now.
Be watching Dune.
Yeah. We could just get up and go into a theater where Dune is playing right now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I want to see Dune so bad.
I'm going at noon tomorrow. First show Sunday I'm going.
Yeah. I have been avoiding really watching any of the trailers.
Yeah.
Because I just don't want. I don't want to.
Like, I will say they don't really give away much. I mean, like you see like a little bit of Fade, you get like the idea of who Fade is.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't, as far as I know, they're not giving, I mean, not really hard. I mean, it's, you know, like a 3-hour movie. I'm sure like a 90-second trailer isn't going to give away too much.
I don't care, Christopher. I don't fucking care. I don't want to see much of anything before I see this movie.
We saw the Bob Marley movie Sunday.
Oh, how was that?
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. I like that it wasn't like an origin Bob Marley movie. Like it really like it starts off, you get like,
is it post his fame?
It's really just a specific time in his life.
Yeah.
It's the time like he goes to Jamaica to throw like this big piece like concert. And that's like when the shit goes down at his house with the guys show up and to kill him and like,
yeah,
they shoot up his house. Like they shoot his wife.
Yeah.
They fucking shoot his manager. And then like it's about him like going into exile, actually like making the fucking Exodus record.
Yeah.
And then like going back to Jamaica after that, like, you know, to do this concert again and like,
right,
you know, kind of like conquer his fear of being fucking killed. And like, you know, the whole time, like, hey, maybe you should get that toe checked out. Like fucking, And like at the end, like there's
spoiler.
Like he's like, at one point, like you just see him, like his nail is all busted up. And it's like his black ooze coming out. They're like,
yeah,
you really should go to a doctor. Like,
yeah,
yeah. Spoiler, toe cancer is a thing. And he had it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that wound up getting into his blood, right?
Like, yeah. I think he had skin cancer is what, like a rare form of skin cancer.
Is that what it was?
But no, it was really good. Like it was just like really about that one period.
Yeah.
I will say it took a little like acclimating to the language.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Because it is, they're not putting the kid gloves on for you.
Yeah.
It is in that like Jamaican, like patois, like you got to like start putting shit together of like what they're saying.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a tough time with it.
Did it feel realer than Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It wasn't like kind of glamorized, like, cause he's like, you know, he fucking wasn't the greatest dude either. Like fucking, you know, he had his shortcomings. They don't like avoid them. No, it was really good. I really did enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. For, as far as music biopics go. And like the whole week I've just been fucking Exodus, like walking around in my head, fucking.
Nice. Doom, doom, doom. I watched, I finally sat down and watched most of Killers of the Flower Moon.
Oh, what'd you think so far?
Oh, it's fucking amazing.
Yeah, I want to watch it again.
But I think I've got like 20 minutes left of the fucking thing. Because I was
watching. What are you up to?
I couldn't tell you exactly where I left off. Because I fell asleep. Because I'm an idiot. And I was like, oh, it's like 9 o'clock. Yeah. Turn this on. But oh my god, the movie's fucking devastating.
It's just pure fucking evil, these people. Like, yeah.
And it doesn't really even scratch the surface of how fucking bad it really was.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, and you're watching this movie, you're like, these motherfuckers are awful. And then you look into like what actually fucking happened. It's worse. It's so fucking worse. I hate white people. Yeah. I fucking hate white people.
Yeah.
There's your racist element to this podcast. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, it's just like you're evil. It's pure fucking evil. Like
the fact that it's all based on Native Americans struck oil, but we can't just let them have that. We've got to go like, well, you guys aren't responsible with your money.
Yeah.
We'll handle your money as the government. No, fuck you. Let them have something. You took everything from these fucking people.
We'll handle your money. It's you're not smart enough to handle your money. Yeah.
That's the fucking
like every time like they go to the bank, she's like mentally deficient. Like,
yeah. Restricted.
Yeah.
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 God damn it. Like you took everything from these fucking people. Let them have their fucking money.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It's
sons
not a
bitch.
It is not a light watch.
Like, no, yeah. It's not. And it is so, so good.
Yeah.
Like
everybody is awesome in it.
Jesus Christ. A fucking star studded cast.
There's a scene I want to talk about, but I don't want to give it away if you haven't gotten to it.
But even the people you don't know are fucking great in it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know. What's it got to do with?
The trial?
No, I didn't get to a
trial.
Okay,
yeah. Never mind then. Yeah. Yeah, no, that was a really good movie.
Holy shit. Robert De Niro's character is such a scumbag.
Yeah.
Such a scumbag.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see him kind of play that role because he's not... He's normally like your hero,
yeah.
Like, right? Even if he's like your flawed hero, you know, he's got like his, you know, like your taxi driver or whatever. You're like, oh, but he's so cool. And in this, you're like, Jesus Christ, it's I hope fucking you fucking evil. Die.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. That movie's so fucking good. You know, in like on the video game front, I've been feeling like I want to play like an MMO again.
All right.
So I downloaded Elder Scrolls Online because I, you know, I have it. I think I have like 2 hours on record with it. But I'm really going to try to get into that again.
I'm still playing Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League. It got better, but it's not great.
Yeah.
We talked about this. Like, I hate this bullshit in games now where, like, pardon me, the game out of the box fucking sucks. And then, like, it doesn't really get good until you start unlocking powers and shit like that. Like, no, like, fucking give me some, like, some good shit up front. Like, you know? Ugh, it's just frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, you can have, like, I mean, yeah, not overpowered characters and shit like that, but as long as you make the progression fun,
yeah,
like, that's what counts.
And the repetition's getting a little repetitive fucking as well. And there's really, like, three or four just different base types of missions. Like, go here, kill these things.
Yeah.
Go here, survive for this amount of time. Go here, protect this thing.
That's what always killed me with, like, Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Because I only played the first game, but, like, it's just the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And that's why I didn't really like the Deadpool game either. Because, like,
yeah,
I'm literally spending all of this time just killing the same two enemies. You know, like, just give me something. Yeah, the humor is cool and the combos are fun, but, like, I got to look at something else every once in a while.
That's what this is. Like, it's just the same, like, you're Grunt, you're Brute. Oh, there's a tank. And, like, you know, it's all the same things.
This is the special version of that same guy.
Yeah.
Fuck all of that.
Let's see. I just crossed level 10,000 and Snap this week.
You're a fucking monster.
Yeah.
I'm still playing the Godzilla Battle Lines game. Not as much as I was, but...
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I'm still enjoying that.
All right.
It's fun collecting monsters that I know and love. I just got... Godzilla from 1989. I think 89 was the year that was on it.
All right.
I can't remember what movie it was related to, but...
Speaking of collecting monsters that I love, I have multiple incoming Godzilla figures.
Yeah.
Last week we were in the bar. We were talking about this before we started recording. After the show last week, we went to the bar and, like... I was a few drinks and I was feeling a little saucy. I'm an adult with some disposable income. Like, fucking, I feel like buying going a little all out on a Godzilla figure. So I hit up, if you're a Godzilla, like, collector, this is a name you're going to know, YMSF. She is from Japan. She makes like Godzilla figures, really, like, special, like ones, like, they don't make, like, not like the ones you get, like, from, like, Bandai. They're just ones you're not going to see. Like,
right.
I have, like, a Minya one I got from her. It's really cool. The one I bought at the bar last week was the 98 Zilla figure, which I can't wait to get that one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Bandai doesn't make that one. Like, it's just, you know, not one you're going to buy anywhere else. Like,
yeah.
So that's a cool, you know, I got that one now incoming.
Oh, I'm trying to think of the guy that designed that. Greg Totopoulos, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's the character's name in the fucking movie. His name's Nick Totopoulos.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I have incoming from the Godzilla store. I bought a Manda figure, which is, like, the Chinese dragon looking one, the long, like, green, like, you know, worm looking one. And I have a third one that's going to be a surprise to me because I don't remember what the fuck it was. I know I bought it from the Godzilla store.
Yeah.
I don't know. Remember.
Store has some fucking banging t-shirts too, by the way.
Yeah. Since they opened that US Godzilla store, like, they're
kind of dope.
I've spent some money. I've spent some money there. Yeah.
We have video game related questions up here, I think.
I saw that. Yeah.
Hey Boots. I just, for the first time in a while, logged into our Big Dumb Monsters Steam account and accepted your friend request. Maybe I'll play through that account. So we're already friends there. Are there the Gargantuas in Godzilla game? Is that the
From War of the Gargantuas?
No, they're not in there.
I almost bought a Gargantua figure from YMSF. She only has the brown one though. I wanted the green one. God damn it!
What is it? It's Frankenstein and
I forget what the it's like Gaia or Gaera or something like that. I forget what the green evil one is. But yeah, no, she only had the brown one left. I'm like, damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't love the design of those monsters. They just look like balding apes.
I cannot for the fucking life of me remember what that third figure is.
Santa and Gaara.
Santa and Gaara, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
TJ Lamb with the save.
Nice, yep. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a Jet Jaguar. It's got to be something I wouldn't have.
Jet Jaguar is pretty fucking awesome, though.
Yeah, I have Jet Jaguar. I don't think I would have bought Baragon.
I don't know. Hedorah?
I have a Hedorah. The fuck did I buy?
Biollante?
I have one.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. There's a Bandai makes a Biollante, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
YMSF makes a Biollante, which is way fucking better.
Which version?
The Bandai one is like the giant one, like the four like arms and the giant mouth.
That's the evolved version.
Right? Yeah. The one she makes is like the one like the flower version.
Yeah.
And she also makes one like a giant one too. Like, well, it looks different than the other one.
TJ Lamb swearing up and down. You bought a Manila.
I did buy. No, I already own a Minya. All
right.
I don't know what the fuck it was. It was a pre-order, so it's something that's coming out.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been. I don't want Scar King. Fuck that dude. Fuck.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's King Caesar?
I have a King Caesar.
Jesus Christ, man.
I don't know if it's something I don't have or just something like a version I don't have, but God damn it. Oh, what the fuck? It's a minus one. It's a fucking minus one Godzilla.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a black and white minus one Godzilla.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah. Christ.
Yeah, dude. King Caesar. Who doesn't love King Caesar?
your son's favorite kaiju.
He's his favorite kaiju.
That's awesome.
Fucking, you know, Foo Dog.
Oh yeah, I've got those incoming. There is just not enough minus one fucking like merch out right now.
No, there's really not.
There's a couple like t-shirts, but like there's a cool picture, but it has like Godzilla minus one written all over it.
I don't need that. Show me the picture.
Exactly, I want the artwork.
Don't advertise the movie. Advertise the monster.
Yeah. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Not much like in that way. I bet
you could find some shit on like TeePublic.
Night I was on like a hunt because it was late at night. I had like, you know, again, like I'm an adult. I've got some spare money. I got like 20, 25 bucks I can blow on a t-shirt. I was looking around at shit. I almost bought like a Japanese, like Godzilla versus Hedorah, like. And like Japanese, it was the Japanese poster basically with the writing on it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm like, I feel like I can find something cooler. So I looked around. I think I got this from Fright Rags.
Oh, Fright Rags has tons of awesome shit.
Yeah. They had you ever seen like the original, like, I think it's the original movie poster for Dracula with like the gargoyle head.
Yeah.
I got the shirt with the gargoyle head.
No shit.
Yeah, it's that poster. It's, you know, Dracula on the bottom. Yeah. I'm like, fuck, yeah. Sick. So I ended up going with that one.
That's fun.
Yeah.
You know what? I did buy some new shirts for work.
Yeah.
I'm kind of tired.
I'm an adult.
Tired of ruining my clothes by welding in them, so... Yeah, bought some nice navy button up work shirts to destroy, and not my like ones like this one from Session Zero.
All right,
you know, if you like D&D and you know, like the hardcore aesthetic, check out Session Zero clothing.
Since you buy like a bunch of Dickies for work, so you can dress like a worker or like a cholo when you're done after work.
Yeah. You can sock check me, motherfucker. They're up.
Like the phone books tucked into your belt.
Dude, I measure shitting.
Oh, good Lord.
I just don't drink Modelo. That's all.
Yeah. Tecate is not my cerveza. Mm. It is the third month of 2024, and I am on my third actual book with no pictures in it.
Goddamn, son.
Yeah. I'm a big boy now. I finished The Comedians, which I've been talking about this like the past three episodes. Like,
yeah.
If you're a fan of comedy, like if you love stand up, you need to read this book.
It stayed good all the way through.
Good. It gets better towards the end because you get into like the 60s and 70s. So he starts talking about Carlin and Pryor more.
Oh yeah.
He starts talking about the comedy boom in the 80s. Like I was actually like right before he died this week, and like right before he died, it was there's some stuff about Richard Lewis in there.
Yeah.
There's stuff about Larry David. Anybody who like had their moment in comedy like is in this book, and like if you're a comedy fan, like read this book. I'm not gonna say that. We're gonna keep that one close to the vest.
Okay.
Same author though. I read his books out of order. The Comedians is the first book. I read Outrageous, which is his third book. That was the first one I read first.
Yeah, but they're different enough. Like it doesn't matter. There's no connection.
It's not like a chronological thing. No, they're all different subject matter. So I just started his second book this week. It's called We Had a Little Real Estate Problem. And it's all about how stand up has like a lot of its origins in like Native American traditions and like how there's a lot of, basically Native Americans have been like sold short and like, as far as their contributions to the genre.
Yeah. Well, cause that's their history. It was all oral storytelling.
Yeah.
You know, like they didn't have a written language.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm really like hyped to dig into this one.
Yeah. By the way, rest in Boku to Richard Lewis.
Boku. Yeah, I fucking drank I drank the shit out of Boku. My mom would put those in my lunch like every day at high school.
Bro, that's like the only things that I really grew up knowing Richard Lewis for was
Boku, the big giant juice boxes.
It was Robin Hood Men in Tights and Hawking fucking juice on TV.
I'll repeat a quote we said a couple weeks ago. It's a good change. It's a good, good change. Yeah. That's a line that makes me laugh every fucking time.
Used to be shithouse.
Used to be shithouse. It's a good change. It's a good change. But yeah, Boku. If you were not a child of the early 90s, Boku were these giant fucking juice boxes like this big, like no joke.
Huge.
They had like a pull tab on them and everything.
They were juice boxes for adults.
For adults, yeah, yeah. And they were like weird flavors too. I forget the... It was like a white grape, like was one of them. I think that was the one I had a lot. There was, I don't know, like a papaya bullshit or something. I don't know. Like, but they were good. They were really good. But yeah, my mom would put those.
The commercials were fucking strange.
And Richard Lewis was the spokesman for Boku, for Boku juice.
Gotta have my Boku.
Yeah. Rest in power. I'm hyped about reading that book. I just read the introduction the other day. Like, this one's the shortest of the three.
No, not box wine. If you had one from the 90s, it might be wine now.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if you left it in your car like long enough, it'd probably turn into wine. Like, if it was a hot day.
Yeah.
What else? Anything else? We've cracked the hour mark. I can see
it's fine.
Well, technically we have 2 minutes to crack the hour mark because it'd be a 5 minute warning.
We'll be all right.
Yeah, we're fine.
I'm not in a rush to get out of here.
Yeah. Got no place to be. Well, I got one place to be, but we don't get there till later on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of Godzilla chat going on today. So,
yeah, let's have the Godzilla. I'm always down to talk Godzilla.
We love Godzilla movies. Like that was the basis of the origin of this show anyway. So TJ's going off like crazy about Godzilla. He wants to know if there's Toho Kong merch in the Godzilla store.
It's all Toho Kong. It's Toho that runs it, isn't it?
Well, he wants to know in the Godzilla store if there's Kong shit.
Oh, is there Kong shit? Sorry. I believe so. Yeah, like some of the newer stuff. You're not going to find like the 70s, like Kong vs. Godzilla Kong, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they will have like the newer Kong vs. Godzilla Kong on like Skull Island, which we happen to have a Kong Skull Island figure out. We don't have anything troll related, so I just got two giant monsters.
Yeah.
I figured when we could do a Gamera movie again, so I pulled out Gamera. I think there is some Kong stuff in the Toho store.
I think we need to do another like classic kaiju movie. So I'm gonna throw it to chat. Like, talk it out, guys. Like, what's our next Godzilla movie? Obviously, TJ is gonna say, he wants to do. We were just talking about it. The fucking
heater.
Well, War of the Gargantuas.
Oh, War of the Gargantuas.
I challenge you to find a better movie for me to watch.
You don't like that movie.
I don't.
You just don't like that movie.
I just don't like that movie. Yeah. I don't know. It's fine. It's fine.
We could do that crazy one. This is my suggestion. I think it's from like 2001 ish around there. Godzilla, Mothra, King Ghidorah, all monsters attack.
All out monsters attack.
All out. Yeah, yeah. It's the crazy one where like Godzilla is like made up of all the ghosts of like the soldiers who died in World War II. Like it's some crazy batshit. Like yeah.
Can it be crazier than Final Wars?
That was pretty crazy.
That movie is meth. That is literally a Mountain Dew commercial. Fucking Godzilla style. Although it was fun. It was fun as shit, but it was fucking crazy. I think any of the movies with the fucking Zalians are weird. Well, obviously they're supposed to be weird, but like they're off the rails weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Any suggestions?
Nothing yet. Chat.
He said the one I suggested is trippy.
Yeah.
What could we do?
There's no shortage.
I mean, Godzilla versus Gigan is one people like a lot.
Yeah. I mean, we could make a list of like the heavy hitter, well-known ones. Like, you know, like there's
Biollante's a good one too.
Biollante. Yeah. Hedorah.
Destroya,
yeah.
Or Hitstein conquers the world.
I mean, that's basically the same fucking movie.
I still haven't seen that one. I've only seen War of the Gargantuas.
Isn't that the sequel?
War of the Gargantuas is the sequel to Frankenstein conquers the world. Yeah.
I mean,
Hey Boots cannot contribute because Godzilla knowledge is zero.
Fix that. Wait, is it because you don't
get it together, man?
Because you don't give a shit about Godzilla movies, or because you just like haven't gotten into it? Like
it's the same thing.
No, because you can have interest in a thing and just not dip your toe in the waters yet, or you could not give a fuck.
All right. I'm still thinking about Godzilla movies.
Yeah, I think that's going to be our next thing.
Which one? All out attack. All right.
I don't know. Yeah, let's do all out attack.
All right.
That was the kind of the inspiration for a lot of the shit in Minus One. Look of the monster.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Like, you know.
Yeah, you're right about that. All right. Yeah, let's do that one.
Oh, raids again. Yeah. The U.S. dub.
No, we're all right. We're okay.
Although I'm not opposed to Raids Again because that's the
direct
sequel to this.
It's not good.
One. Yeah, but
we do get Anguirus.
such a chump.
It's clearly just a dude on his knees like walking around.
After that movie, when has Anguirus actually been a fucking threat?
Never.
Never. Never. He's a punk bitch. What do we got here, Hey Boots? Working on it. Read more than I watch now, so taking my time to see the different monster movies you guys talk about. Oh, we talk about a stupid amount of movies. King Kong escapes. Where does he escape from?
Ooh, that's the one with Mecha Kong.
King Kong escapes from New York.
Yeah, I almost bought a Mecha Kong from YMS, guys. I don't own a Mecha Kong.
Is that the precursor to King Kong Escapes from L.A.?
Yes.
Oh, what about King Kong Lives, the fucking 80s one?
Oh, we did do the 70s one.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That movie fucking ruled.
King Kong Lives does not rule. I think the first time I watched that was on Monster Vision.
Oh, really?
Because I remember it came out when I was a kid, and like my parents wouldn't take me to see it. So it might have been rated R.
Yeah. Really?
Maybe.
Or they just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, they just didn't want to take me to see it.
Yeah, that's more than likely what it was.
TJ owns.
I own King Kong Lives.
Yeah, let's do All Out Attack first. I sense a Kaiju month coming.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking. No, I'm hung up on King Kong Lives now. Oh, now I want to watch King Kong Lives.
Fine. Fuck it. We'll do it.
All right. Well, yeah, let's do King Kong Lives, then we'll do All Out Attack.
Yeah, we'll feel it out.
You know, we're tying it in with the upcoming release of fucking Godzilla X Kong.
Yeah.
The New Empire, colon.
When is that?
Endgame, colon. Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
Colon.
I have a feeling that movie is going to not rule.
Kaijun.
Oh,
perfect. We got one.
I was sitting here trying to figure it out.
We got one.
I couldn't do it.
We got one. We need that clip from Ghostbusters. All right, let's still do King Kong Lives next week, though. But we'll do Kaijun.
Okay.
All right. I like that.
When is the new Godzilla Kong movie out?
3 weeks from yesterday.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll do King Kong Lives, and then
Is Late Night with the Devil next week or 2 weeks? Those people never got back to me. So
hey, get back to us.
Yeah, get back to us. I think it's 2 weeks. Yeah.
Okay, I'm so excited for that.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. So glad that I kept my Shudder account.
I don't think it's gonna be on Shudder. I think it's gonna be in the movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
That being said,
that's a weird thing for a Shudder exclusive movie to do.
I'm pretty sure it's gonna be in the movies. I saw a preview for it last night.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. I looked at there was this, like, you know, on Facebook they'll put out the, like, you know, this month on Shudder.
Yeah.
I did not see Late Night with the Devil on there.
Bitches.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess I'm dragging my ass to the theater.
Do we want to go see it and then do an episode?
Probably not, because it doesn't feel like a monster movie.
It's the fucking devil. The devil.
All right. Fucking.
Yeah, we don't have to.
Oh, I definitely want to do that for Godzilla Kong, though.
All right. Well, let's do that for, we'll do it for that then, instead of Late Night of the Devil.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
Yeah. That'd be fucking rad.
All right. So, yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I really want to go see Late Night with the Devil.
We don't just have to do an episode.
I don't necessarily want to do an episode on it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yes. Kaijun is going to be a recurring thing. 100%.
Yeah. I don't know how we even thought of it. We're about to hit year three, for Christ's sake.
Ew.
Yeah, gross.
What?
King Kong is staying on the table then for next week. Who else we got? I could put that Kong model together in the next week and paint it, but that's not going to fucking happen.
You have no shortage of King Kong or King Kong.
Yeah, I have Kongs, shit. Kong's in the other room too.
We're talking about table decorations at this point.
Yeah, it's way, way inside baseball.
It's fine.
Hey, just so you know, a little bit of care goes into what's on the table every week for you guys.
A little.
Yeah, very little.
It used to be a lot. And then we decided,
we haven't put comics out in a while.
It's true.
We should get on that.
Yeah.
Anything else? We've been really like stretching it out. We're in the safe past an hour mark.
I mean, if we want to, what we can do is end the show.
All right.
And just stay on and hang out. We can just stop recording. Keep streaming.
We could do that.
Why don't we do that?
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
All right. So we're going to give you guys our socials and quote unquote, end the show.
You know what? Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Inside baseball, there's certain numbers that we need to keep up, and fucking Maybe if we just riff on.
I mean, we're at a pretty good number.
Colossal. That is a pretty good. I haven't seen that in a while.
What is Colossal?
That is a movie with Anne Hathaway and Jason Sudeikis.
Jesus, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Yeah, it's kind of like a metaphor type of movie where like she's an alcoholic. They're both alcoholics, but like she realizes that, like, whenever she gets drunk, she gets blackout drunk. Like she like controls this fucking kaiju that like comes out and like attacks like Korea. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So like Sudeikis is like her ex, you know, toxic like, ex boyfriend, and then like this, he realizes he has like the same power. Like he controls this giant fucking robot. Like whenever he gets fucking blackout drunk, and it's about them like fighting as like giant kaiju.
I am so invested in this right now.
Is that like just drunk history Pacific Rim?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
If we do not do an episode on that, I am still going to watch it.
Feel free.
Yeah. Anyway, give you our socials now.
Yes.
As our website is www.bigdumbmonsterspodcast.com. Or if you are too lazy for that, bigdumbmonsters.com. We'll also take you to the same website.
Absolutely.
We are on Facebook. We are Big Dumb Monsters Pod. You can email us, you know, suggestions for the show, things we can change, things you don't like about the show. Hey, let us know. Like, we can change, baby.
I swear, baby.
You know, movies we should watch, you know, beer we should try. As long as it's not an IPA, I'm good.
Somebody's gonna be like, try the decoration beer. We're gonna get drunk enough to drink it one night.
I don't even have to be that drunk to drink that. We have one PBR that's been here for like a month now. But yeah, hit us up. Anything you think we should know or that you think we should, you know, try to change. BigDumbMonsters@gmail.com or a list of movies that we can watch too. What else we got?
Nine Stock Pale Ale. I'm in. Oh, wait, it's a pale ale. I don't know.
It is. Yeah. Is it an IPA? Then I won't drink it. we are on Slasher, the all horror social network. We are Big Dumb Monsters Podcast. It's a really good place to be. You know, like I see tons and tons of horror movie recommendations on there, and it's just like too many for me to even keep up with.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But good people.
You can also find us on Instagram and Threads at big_dumb_monsters. You can find us every Saturday night on both Twitch and YouTube at Big Dumb Monsters. We stream the show usually about 8:15, goes out live on both channels. We've got chat going on both channels, so stop on by.
Yeah.
Type some stuff at us. You know, we're here. We're having a good time.
Yeah, call us idiots, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a party. Come on by, have a good time. You should check out our merch store on TeePublic. Just search for the Big Dumb Monsters when you get there. And yeah, check us out wherever you know, you listen to your podcasts at, if you're not watching the streaming. We're on Spotify, where you can watch the video version of the podcast, the slideshow. Mm-hmm. We're on Apple bullshit. We're on everywhere. Yeah.
Google Podcast is going away, I believe.
Yes, I believe so.
It's going the way of Stitcher.
Which also is, yeah.
Yeah. It's gone away. So pretty much your only two choices, I guess, are Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yeah. So get used to it.
The only ones that people really give a shit about. There's a million places that you can actually listen to it.
But yeah, we're all those are smaller ones that we're on too.
Podbean, I think, is another one.
Like, sure.
Whatever.
Pod something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Sure.
Yeah. Just listen to the damn show.
Place. Yeah.
Like, subscribe, tell a friend, because like the best way for a podcast to grow an audience is for people to go like, hey, I really like this show. I think you should check it out. And then hopefully they like it too.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, yeah, like some stuff on YouTube, you know, like some videos, subscribe if you can.
Mm-hmm.
We're a growing brand, and we want to, you know, keep that momentum going.
Yeah. But anyway, we're gonna leave you with some words of wisdom.
Yeah.
Don't let ghoulies eat your ass,
and never sleep in a deathbed.
Thank you.